Every time this explanation rises, it leaves you without words, and we don't know exactly what to do with this information.
But it's clear, yes?
I can repeat the description. I know that each time you start it, I start to hear, and at some point it loses any grip. It's like, what does it mean to receive in rejection, to
that you don't want to receive the knowledge, you don't want to receive fulfillment in your vessels of reception, in knowledge, in feeling, you don't want that. You only want to resemble that phenomenon called the upper force. You want to respect him. You want to belong to him as a small one, as one who is annulled. That's it. Yes.
Yes. What about that disclosure of the equivalence of form?
Equivalence of form? That? Yes, I would like to discover that. I would like to discover and check how much I am in equivalence of form with him. How do I do that? I do it in a way that I do check how much I am similar to him. And this is according to the Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer, Zivug de Haka'a, coupling through striking, and rejection. And then I check, what do I receive then? I do not receive light from him. I receive from him the knowledge of how much I am similar to him, how much I bestow to him. To that extent, I feel that I am like him.
And that gives us life, right? That gives him livelihood?
Yes, equivalence of form only. I fill up other vessels.
And that is not something we need to restrict or cancel.
What for? Why? I don't need to. Why should I cancel that? To the contrary, I use my vessels of reception in order to be in equivalence specifically through them. When I do not fill them up directly, but only through rejection, and I build my image to be like the image of the Creator. And both of these images will dress in each other. Yes.
I managed to understand maybe what's confusing. He is also the light, and also the quality in the light. It's like he's also the meal and also the one that prepared the meal.
The Creator is the bestower, and what he bestows is called the light of Chokhmah.
And he is also the light of Chokhmah?
Yes, this is how we feel him, this is how we receive him. But what does it mean, he? He is the one who bestows the light of Chokhmah. And I want to resemble his form of bestowal. Not to receive the light of Chokhmah in my vessels of reception. So my vessels of reception stand at my disposal in such a way that I want to use them in the opposite way, a different way from how they seemingly were designed by him.
What is to enjoy the light itself, or from being like the light?
Well, either I enjoy a great man who is wise or rich or I don't know what, or I enjoy wanting to be similar to him, to also be rich and wise and strong. It's something totally different.
Again.
Yes.
It turns out that nothing changes. We seemingly replace the creator with the responsibility for the masach.
I don't understand that.
According to what we read,
I respect him specifically and not what I can receive from him. You see, I don't want to enjoy being rich or wise or my status or anything. I want to enjoy the fact that I'm similar to him. That I make out of myself my whole will to receive, that wants to enjoy the Creator directly. I want to build out of myself the image of the Creator. To be Adam.
According to the excerpt that we read, it seems like the way that this happens is that the concealment remains the same. It's like nothing changes in the concealment.
The concealment was from above. And it is ready to be cancelled to the extent that I make a concealment from below on my vessels of reception. So what do I do? Instead of my vessels of reception, I place my image. What is my image? That I use the same light of Chokhmah. The same abilities I have, the same discernments, the data that I have before me, in order to resemble the Creator. I always measure myself. How much can I resemble myself to Him? How can I do it to resemble myself to Him in my relation to the Ten, in my relation to humanity, in my relation to everything? It says, they have eyes but see not. What I see, the way that he relates badly to all of the created beings, the whole of creation, I see it incorrectly because they have eyes but see not. Anyone who is disqualifying because of his own flaws. I need to see it differently. Let's do it through the vessels of bestowal. And then I will see that I saw an upside-down world. It all depends on how much I change my relation to reality, how much I start to use reality in a specific way to build myself as similar to the Creator and not to search how can I receive.
So it turns out that we need to do concealment from below is actually in the way of connection in the ten and dissemination?
This is one of the manifestations that I care for creation as he cares for creation.
What exactly, if you could clarify, what's the concealment here? Let's say if I do dissemination to the world of the name of the Lord, what's the concealment here?
The concealment is in my kelim, that I don't care about it. If I truly want to bestow to others, that's already a correction. But I want to bestow to others because I want to be great, strong, that everyone will see me, will know about me, that we're strong, we're special. That what I think, I want everyone to think so, that everyone will think like me, want like me. It's a kind of control. That's for the time being. But we start with that. We start from Lolishma, not for her sake. Later on, it inverts, because such actions of dissemination invite from above a great force of the reforming light. Then it takes care of us.
So let's say before a big project in dissemination where we're planning to do, we need to take into account that it doesn't matter that we're doing this so that we will succeed or...
No, we should succeed, we should profit, we should do everything so long as we have the fuel to do it. And the corrections will come. Otherwise, sit and do nothing. You'll sit and do nothing. That's not good. Each time you need to see by what can you actually strike in action. And if in order to strike in action you need some fulfillment, even if it is in order to receive, use them for the time being. This is called from lo lishma, one comes to lishma. But in the meantime you're advancing, otherwise how will you advance? As it says there, why were they, as it says here, that they do not do the king's laws? Our whole path is this way. We use the vessels of reception in the lights that we want to receive in order to fill ourselves up. Find that verse. And what? Yes. In that same excerpt we now read, Haman said about that, that we should go in... Haman said about it, to ask walk in the manner of knowing. This is the meaning of, and do not do the king's laws. So, conversely, Mordecai argued that the revelation comes only in order to withstand the test. So, to constantly only want equivalence of form. This is why it is called Megillat Estel, that by discovering that the concealment is in our favor and we don't want anything except to resemble, then we get the revelations. All of the revelations, in the end, you get them in Or Hozel, by not receiving them except in order to build the image and resemble the Creator. So until you have the form of Adam resembling the Creator, you didn't finish your corrections.
Is it enough
to be in a deficiency for the quality of bestowal to the Creator?
To be in a deficiency to bestow to the Creator, then we don't need anything besides that.
So it's not considered the equivalence of form with the quality if I just want to bestow to.
Well, what does it mean to bestow? By what do you bestow? By being an equivalence of form. If you have a perfect, complete image, and each time you want to resemble it, and each time you do it through your efforts, and you only yearn for that, not to receive from him, you realize that the light of Chokhmah that comes from him is only in order for you to build yourself as similar to him. Understand this principle. I see that it is still, it doesn't quite enter. Does everyone hear me? Try to all be together and in an effort. This is something which is very principled. There is no more than that. The light of Chokhmah that is revealed so that we will make concealment. And specifically thanks to this light of Chokhmah, we will build a shield, restriction, an image, an armor upon us. And this armor on us, this clothing, it will be called Adam, similar to the Creator. However, the Creator is this way by himself, and as for me, by not wanting to receive it from him, specifically through this light, I build the form of Adam, well, the form of the Creator upon me.
So it turns out that I actually see how I am wicked, bad, and how the Creator through me does things that are seemingly bad?
I don't think about that so much. I don't think about it, the fact that I'm bad. I'm bad. I accept it once. That's it. Why should I constantly be, you know, a fool sitting idly eating his own flesh? What for?
Right, but if I actually yearn for that quality of bestowal, and each time I...
Only that. Only to be similar.
So it's like the deficiency becomes the reward.
Yes.
Can we say that on the side of the creature, not the one to receive is considered to bestow? Like the side to bestow, we don't have, it's the Creator.
not to want to receive is not enough. So you make a restriction. So you say, in my will to receive, I'm not going to receive. In my desire, I'm not going to use it directly. Right? This is, I call it the evil inclination. It constantly incites me to do the opposite form, to start receiving and enjoying. I don't want that. I don't want it. My entire purpose right now is to resemble you, to be, well, the giver, the bestower, the one who shines. How can I say that? Yes, the one who elicits out of myself. Right. This is what I want. This is how the created being... And then he asks of the Creator, I would like to stand on the light so that the light will not tempt me. Even if it does tempt me, it doesn't matter, but so that it won't just pass through me, through my shield, into my will to receive, and then once it gets in, it controls me. I don't want that. I'm asking of you, help me. I'm very weak. Help me. So that I would like to stand on this. I'm not strong or a hero or anything. If the Lord does not build a house is this armor that I want around my will to receive, then nothing will help. So this is what I'm asking for, first of all. Now, when the light is standing and I'm standing opposite it, how do I now build out of myself the form of the Creator? Right? The form of the Creator. How do I build that? So here one starts to learn from the Creator's attitude towards him, how he can relate to him by his own. And this is called a wise disciple, studying, learning from the wise, from the Creator, acts of wisdom.
That we're not demanding revelation, but rather we want only to be in connected, in a connection, in resembling him in form, and not to want to take him for ourselves.
Yes, that's it. This is a principle, this is the entire difference between Haman and Mordecai. How do we use the upper light? That's it. To receive it, and indeed it seems with a revealed eye, or how can I say it, simply, the way it is revealed, that you should receive it as usual. You're used to it, so keep receiving everything. So if we keep receiving everything, then we have no more than philosophy, and this is what it's about. It's an extension of science, as seemingly. Whereas, if we do not receive it, but rather we demand equivalence of form with the Creator, then we reach
the
knowledge of the Creator, His internality. Because we ourselves want to establish of ourselves the image of the Creator upon us, then we will be called Adam. And then out of this action, when we establish ourselves as the Creator, out of that we will learn what does it mean to be the Creator. This is why it is called a wise disciple, that I learn from him what does it mean to be the Creator. So I study him. So I'm in equivalence of form with him. So his form, the form of a bestower, is what I yearn for, and not what he bestows to me. It turns out that what he bestows to me becomes only the means in order for me to always be building myself.
When you explained of being similar, you said that it's towards the ten and towards the created beings. And you said that...
Now you're asking already, how do we do it in practice? So, in practice, to resemble myself to the Creator, I can do it not somehow, well, keep the microphone, not the way that he relates to me, because that I cannot do, but rather I need to see his actions. So the way that he relates to reality, to people, to everyone, to creation, if I will make similar actions towards them, I will learn from that. What does it mean to be as the Creator? When will I be Adam? When I will relate to the whole of reality like the Creator does. Then I will be a partner of His.
Yes, but because I'm opposite, so you said that the moment I want to become similar, in advance, whoever negates does so in his own flaws, meaning I also want it for the ten and also towards reality. A broken reality. Can you explain that point?
I don't care if it's broken or not broken, because anyone who disqualifies is disqualifying through his own flaws. I now have to arrange myself in such a way that I relate to reality like the Creator, meaning to bring them the knowledge of the Creator. This is what I have to do. My role is to bring all the people of the world the knowledge of the Creator, so that each one of them, to some extent, will be able to resemble Him. According to His kli of each and every one. And they all have very small kelim, vessels. And I have to help them to truly establish, well, like children in a kindergarten. I need to give each and every one the knowledge. You know, like the kindergarten teacher in the kindergarten, how she turns its child, do this, do that. This is what I have to do. Show each and every one of them how he can do something that is similar to the Creator. And this is our destiny. What does one live for? First of all, we need to digest this idea. First of all, I'm simply speaking out of my experience. To digest this idea that the entire revelation, as we are told, this is the central point of the scroll of Esther. That what does the concealment come for and what does the revelation come for? It's in order to show us that now there is an opportunity to build ourselves, to bestow. What does it mean? Not to use the vessels of reception in order to fill them up, but rather in order to build out of them the form of the Creator. That's it. This is our entire correction, until the end of correction, including the end of correction. It's not more than that. To make out of ourselves Havaya.
Okay, the principle is clear, more or less. But how do you build that armor? How's that first step, I'm asking?
We build the armor by one. Let's do it gradually, simply. First of all, I need to know that it is upon me not to receive anything. This is called to make a restriction. Later on, I need to organize myself, my will to receive, so it will be capable of being organized so that it can build a vessel of bestowal out of itself. We call that the ten. After I build the ten, with all of its conditions which Rabash wrote for us, then I can already begin to receive some illuminations in order to bestow. And of course, here it's the matter of Arvut. That's the most important. If we keep the condition of Arvut, then for sure each time we will build this condition more and more, then the Arvut becomes our form of bestowal to the Creator. I hope very much that soon, with all of the circumstances that we have, we will be able to at least see what precisely we have before us.
K
This is the form of our work. Write, ask questions, and we will scrutinize it. Yes.
Rav, is there a problem in differentiating between comments that come, illuminations of Chochmah that come or are not clothed with Chassidim? And can I say in a clear way that this is a light that I need to reject, and this is a light that's already clothed by me giving the efforts, and it's already clothed in Chassidim? After it's the, is it not the same light of Chochmah?
I don't think this is how you need to do it. I think that if a person is constantly in the inclination to resemble the Creator, that is constantly checking himself how much he is practically enslaved to the Ten, and he is truly in it, in order to serve them, to be the lowest one, and all of the other conditions that he has to keep, then he doesn't need to think about all the rest. It will come later.
I hear you also trying to write since the beginning of last night. I don't understand what the first step is. Also, we said to do
the first step is that you begin to digest what does the light of Chochmah come for, so that you don't receive it in your will to receive, called Haman, and you cannot yet digest it as in your will to receive, called Mordecai. Rather, you are confused. Then, how can you scrutinize what is it all coming for? So, you have a guide who is telling you that all of the revelations that come to you are in order to help you resemble the Creator, the Bestower, through the Ten, to express your desire to bestow. Then the Ten for you is the Creator, and as much as you will work with them, play with them, in bestowing, to that extent, when you also discover how much you're capable of it or not capable of it, it doesn't matter. The most important is the exertion, the quota of exertion. It determines everything. So then in the end, you will receive a new mind, a new emotion, and that way you advance.
I understand what you're saying. I can also hear you throughout the day all of a sudden saying those words, but in practice, we don't have that armor, we don't have that force.
Well, it will be built. Don't worry about it. It will be built. First of all, your armor. Well, I propose to you, hide behind the Ten.
What does that mean?
Like that. As if somebody is jumping at you, and you are hiding behind the Ten. Yes? Feel them as your armor, your shield.
What's its expression?
Haman is coming to you, or the direct light of Chochmah. It's a knife, truly. And you hide behind them, and you're crying that they will protect you, defend you. Yes, do it. It's very healthy. It truly promotes you to feel yourself as the lowest of everyone, the weakest of everyone. It's very beneficial. All of this talking about wanting the light of Chochmah, but we don't want it, rather we want to only receive it clothed. It's unclear, because what of light of Chochmah do we want? It is revealed as a knife, as something that is unpleasant.
What knife? On the contrary, if I make of it an example of my bestowal to the Creator, it becomes pleasantness and, I don't know how to say, the best possible thing that you could have. How could it be any other way? If I make of it, if by the light of Chochmah, which I receive in the vessels of my bestowal, in order to bestow to the Creator, if I come to adhesion with the Creator, And then in the adhesion between us, I discover what the light of Chokhmah gives. It starts to be revealed 620 times out of my love and from his love, and then we become as one.
Why does he write here that their enemies want the Chokhmah, specifically Chokhmah?
What could be better in connecting to the upper force and knowing him, participating with him, using him, anything but in order to bestow through the unification, through the connection? If we have to bow, we bow, you see, to all kinds of idols in the world, in all the religions and faiths.
The entire revelation of the light of Chokhmah in reality, in the reality of our world, is felt as negative for the ordinary person, for the will to receive.
The light of Chokhmah itself is not negative nor positive.
But it's felt, isn't it felt as something unpleasant, bad, as a knife that comes and cuts? I don't understand.
How could it be if you don't have vessels? How will you reveal it?
Exactly, so it's not revealed as a good light of Chokhmah.
Nor does it revealed as bad light of Chokhmah, where it would be revealed.
So what is it that you said, that the revelation of the light of Chokhmah in the world is felt as a knife cutting?
As if we don't advance correctly, then that addition of the light of Chokhmah, which needs to be revealed in our kelim, if we were to build those vessels, and then it shines from afar in a very small part of it, and by it we suffer from the coronavirus or this virus and this blow or another. Yes?
Now, this technique of rejecting the light of Chokhmah and receiving it only clothed in chasadim, would all the people in the world need to do that?
No. They will have to use this to participate in this, but to actually do it, no. Only you.
So how will they receive the light of Chokhmah?
How they receive it? Through the Rosh, through the Jews. As they are the parts of Adam HaRishon that are unique, that can be united, and in the connection between them, receive the light of Chokhmah in order to bestow to each other and to the Creator.
But what will shield them? Who is their armor? What is their armor? We, the Jews?
Yes, you, certainly. Through you, the force of the Basach will move to them. You're sustaining everyone. That's called to be a light to the nations.
But here, there has to be such a connection between the nations of the world, between the Ahab and the Rosh.
There will be a connection. There will be a connection. The world is accumulating enough suffering that in order to connect. The world, the nations of the world are ready to connect to the Jews, to those who can be in connection with the Creator. They're willing, they're ready. Their hatred is because you're not ready. Do you understand? That's the posterior of connection and love. That's what we feel in anti-Semitism.
What does "and you will love the Lord your God" mean?
All the qualities that exist in the Creator and that you can come to know. You yearn to be in those qualities, like the law of love, love dvikut, adhesion, of congruence. That's it.
Okay, so we're...
It's not love that you yearn to enjoy it, and that's why you love it. You don't love the Creator, you love what you receive from Him. It's something completely different. When He stops giving you, you won't love Him. Rather, you love only this action that comes to you, His giving from Him. So it's not love of the Creator, it's love of the gift. rather, love of the Creator is when you love His operation, His action, and you want to be like Him, to be similar to Him.
There are two conditions. One is love of others. You have to keep that. And while you exert in love of others,
through love of others, you can come to love the Creator.
Now, we don't know what the Creator is. That's the system, the source of life.
When you begin to bestow upon others, by this you begin to know the Creator.
Okay. If I want to come out of all the religious connotations, so...
What's it got to do with religion?
When we say Creator, we're talking about the general system, the nature.
Yes. Let the upper force. No. You don't need to go out to anything. You just need to give the right definition. The upper force that gives to the good and to the bad, and there's nothing else besides this. And this is called the Creator. It created the will to receive, and its intention is for the will to receive through certain activities. We become similar to it. This is why the will to receive begins from the wicked man and comes to a state where he becomes Adam, in the sense that he...
He writes here that the first is love your friend as yourself. We can explain that somehow, but the second one is, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. This is the goal that must be before everyone's eyes. Who is everyone here?
Everyone must come to a state where he embraces all of creation. This is called, you will love the Lord your God. All of creation, all the laws of nature, I have to include them inside of me, and in this way, exist. And then we will really be connected together. It's not enough to be only with a still vegetative inanimate, but with a general force of nature. But it comes gradually. You reveal it each time through the kelim. It doesn't exist outside of the kelim, this force. Here's the problem in our perception. We're used to thinking that in this kind of vague way.
So, what's the distinction between Rosh and Guf in the process of correction? First, we have to understand it, and the Guf only has to perform love to your friend as yourself?
So, we have to return to Matan Torah and Yervut. What he writes, that we have to be in connection with the Creator and be a pipeline to all of creation, all the creations, that this is our role, our task. It's the role of each and everyone in the world who has an kind of inclination, a penchant, a leaning toward the root, to discover why we live, what for, each and everyone. Yes?
But this conduit that passes the knowledge, in the end, all the goof has this knowledge until the very last person?
The whole goof has to absorb, perceive this information and connect to the Rosh, and that way the Rosh and the goof will exist in similarity with the Creator. Don't call it similarity with the Creator. To be in absolute bestowal in all their parts when they include all the forces of nature. All the forces and the laws of nature, all the desires to receive that will be revealed in them, with all the desires to bestow, which is called all of reality. Outside of reality, once we attain that, there is something else. It seems that way. But we still have no clue for it.
It turns out that our dissemination has to always push a bit beyond what the public is used to hear or wants to hear. Of course, yes, we ourselves want this, and they don't want. But the Creator is preparing them by the blows, and we can. Now that He gives such great blows to the entire humanity all at once and over everyone, and in such a way that He really brings it on their head, and they feel themselves as if they fall... They fell to this state which is really like zero, they're nothing, like a stinking state. And so how can we, at this time, give them the right response? Why? What for? What should they do? How to come out of it, etc.? To talk in their words, in their desires, and that we will explain the method and why this is happening, but in an easy way, the way they need it. This is our great problem. This is why every day we have to see, are we advancing in this or not? Yesterday we had a meeting. Okay, now what's going on after this? Or did everyone go home, write something in his Facebook, and that's all?
You wanted to hear about activities from yesterday to today.
Well,
so in English, we did an attempt and we started broadcasting. We did two broadcasts, one longer, one shorter. One, Gilad did one, and I did another one with Lot, and we just spoke the messages we spoke in the broadcast, and experimental. It's not for completely new people. It's from people who are in our networks, on our Facebook and YouTube channels. About 4,000 views we had. English speakers from all over the world. There were people from Italy as well. And there are responses. Again, these are people that are connected to us. They're not completely external. But good responses. And the conclusion is that we just have to continue and tell people that there's a big move happening here of balancing with nature that humanity is going through. That we can hear it. It's something positive. It connects people. They see optimism in this. They see a purpose in what is happening. Very nice responses. And we should just continue and improve on our message.
This is very important, that we will give humanity, we will give people and the entire humanity a positive direction, optimistic, that we're all advancing in a good, nice way. This is how nature is teaching us. We have no choice. We have to. Specifically this way, we don't agree to it. That's clear. It's not that with all my desire and my body, I can't agree with this. But still, there is something above it, a kind of method that explains that this is the way we have to advance towards good thing, the good things. The only way to advance towards eternity, to wholeness, is these kinds of garments. Yeah, we should keep on going with this. Yes?
Okay, such a process can't happen just by reading an article. It should be a process that a person gradually goes through with himself, his situation, and the family that is in a new situation. It can't be just an article that a person reads. We have to create a system.
Every day.
It takes a person through a process.
Yes. They should always try to go into this channel of ours in the language which is for them, and to drink all these things that are relevant to that. It's not that we put an article and that's enough for today. Every time we have to have live broadcasts, etc. And recorded, and all the time. It has to be like a real channel, a sizzly channel. Sizzly in a nice manner, relevant about the news, and you'll see how much it will.
Tengo yo una pequeña confusión. Cuando habla aquí de toda la humanidad que tiene que entender este concepto.
I have a confusion. When you talk about all of humanity,
todas las personas que se ven así, o estamos hablando específicamente de esas personas que tienen el punto en el corazón.
Are we talking about every ordinary, regular person, or only those with points in the heart?
Estamos hablando de, bueno, según yo, si es que estamos hablando de.
Because let's talk about me.
Si estamos hablando de toda la humanidad.
If we're talking about all of humanity.
We should address the entire humanity and talk to it in a way that it will be clear to each and every one, and also it's an invitation for the ones who want more. They may advance. Just as you go into some science channel, so you get some explanation for you to understand, and you know that if you want to learn more, well, there are other higher degrees for me.
This I understand. What I don't understand is the method, the goal. What is the goal? That everyone will understand it, a little bit like Shai's question. Who is the goof of that, of our group?
Everyone alive understands life to a certain extent. Well, one understands more, someone else less. There are experts who understand a lot. There are simple people who all they know is how to make some money, to buy food and to have children. That's all. So each and every one should have the opportunity to connect to the source of life that is now changing its form, changing its attitude towards humanity, and forces humanity to change. So each one should receive tools how to make the change in order to be adapted to the new guidance. Now, guidance is changing now. It's becoming more integral. So how does humanity accordingly also change towards this integrality? How can it take upon itself this integral form so that one will receive one?
Entonces, más o menos voy a redondear la pregunta así. Nuestra meta es que todos los humanos.
Our goal is for all the people to understand.
No. What for? Who can understand that? Even he, the people sitting here don't understand it. They don't feel it. They only heard it. They remember something, and that's all. No. Masach, Tzimtzum, or Chozer are actions that should occur within the desire of a person. No, we're not talking about that. Every person has to know only one thing. In order to be saved from the blows, these blows that are now coming, they are global, integral blows, just as this world is global and integral. And we should also be this way. And then we won't have the differences between us and the force that runs us, manages us. We have to be connected between ourselves. That's what Baal HaSulam is always trying to explain to us in this article, the piece. In Russia, they were thinking about the control. They had the ideal, doesn't matter what it was. For us, it's so simple to explain. There's a general force of nature. It's the one integral force. It requires that we too be connected. Let's learn how to connect. That's all. And that's for everyone. Only the ones who are Kabbalists, they want to understand this force and to attain and to feel the essence of it, the origin of it. The ones who are not Kabbalists, well, they're saying, okay, tell me what to do,